Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Thieves use fake delivery app to steal nearly $5,000 in electronics from Gillette Walmart. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police are investigating after two men allegedly used a fake delivery driver app to steal nearly $5,000 worth of electronics from Walmart. According to police captain Eric Voss, officers were called to the store shortly before 4:40 p.m. Tuesday after employees discovered the theft. Investigators say the incident occurred the previous day and involved two unidentified men who appeared to use an app resembling Walmart's Spark driver platform to scan merchandise and leave the store without paying. The stolen items included two newly released Nintendo Switch 2 gaming consoles, three Apple iPads, and four Meta Quest virtual reality headsets with a combined value of $4,891. Police say the suspects were able to make the transaction appear legitimate, allowing them to exit the store with the merchandise before the theft was discovered. Voss said the investigation remains ongoing and authorities are working to identify the suspects. Governor signs executive order to guide data center growth in Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon has signed a new executive order aimed at ensuring Wyoming remains competitive in attracting data centers while protecting communities, natural resources, and utility customers. According to a press release from the governor's office, the order, titled Data Centers the Wyoming Way, establishes a statewide framework for how executive branch agencies will review and coordinate large-scale data center projects moving forward. The order took effect immediately. Data centers which support cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and other digital services have become a major focus of economic development efforts across Wyoming. State leaders have promoted Wyoming's abundant energy resources, available land, and business-friendly climate as advantages in attracting the rapidly growing industry. Under the executive order, state agencies are directed to consider factors including water sustainability, wildlife conservation, workforce development, grid reliability, community engagement, and national security when evaluating projects. The framework also emphasizes that data center developers should bear the costs associated with their significant power demands rather than shifting those costs to existing ratepayers. The action comes amid growing debate over the impact of large data centers on Wyoming's electric grid and water resources. Governor Gordon has previously acknowledged concerns about water consumption and said companies pursuing projects in the state are exploring technologies that significantly reduce water use. In the statement, Gordon said, Wyoming is uniquely positioned to lead as demand grows for artificial intelligence and advanced computing infrastructure, but added that development must occur the Wyoming way by balancing economic opportunity with responsible stewardship of the state's resources. The order also aligns Wyoming's efforts with President Donald Trump's initiatives promoting artificial intelligence infrastructure and advanced computing as matters of economic and national security. State officials say the framework is intended to provide greater certainty for developers while ensuring long-term benefits for Wyoming communities, schools, workers, and local governments. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.